This is our second episode of the Quilt Block Party audio blog, and I am joined today by my good friend Krista, and we will be talking about our personal experiences with our Quilt Block Party, our community quilting bee. Krista, thank you so much for joining me.
Thanks for having me.
Cheers.
Hooray.
So a little bit of background about Krista and my shared experience with quilting. It was probably about 18 months ago, we decided that we would work on for two of our very best friends who were getting married. And so, Krista, tell us all a little bit about what we decided to do for that.
Well, it was this great collaborative experience. Like, it was so awesome for me to enter into, like, a creative project with somebody and just be able to bounce ideas back and forth. And, like, we would go back and we would do our own research on Pinterest or Google and then come back and say, hey, what do you think of this or that? And, like, to narrow that down, like, that wealth of ideas and creativity out there. And then to decide, okay, this is what we want to do, then, like, going to the fabric store and picking out the colors. And it was just so, like, affirming to my soul to work with you. Honestly, it was just...
It was the best. We challenged ourselves in ways I don't think we would have done on our own without having that other person both to support us, but also to bounce ideas off from. And we learned these new quilting techniques, the paper piecing, and we were doing things, and then we learned how to long arm quilt together. Yes. We were doing things that on our own, I don't know, maybe we would have done them anyway, but I feel like it would have taken years longer, and having the little buddy system that we did pushed it to the next level.
Yeah. I felt much more courageous. And then, too, like, to come up against a problem and to say, well, I was thinking about this, but I'm not sure. And then to have, like, your input in that, and I felt like we did make a lot of progress really fast.
Yeah.
Actually, those practice blocks that I made, or we made, sorry, I pulled them out of my box last week. I was thinking about maybe using them for this quilting bee somehow. And we came so far. Those original practice pieces are so rough looking in comparison to what we ended up doing for that wedding quilt, which I have to say, It was amazing.
Part of the fun, I think, is after we did it all, we spent 9 months working on this. I mean, not, you know, 40-hour weeks or anything. Yeah. We met once a week, our Wednesday night quilting, and we cranked it out. And at the end, we folded it up, put it in a box, and gave it to people that we loved. And they loved it, and it was gone from us. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of projects that we do... I don't know. I haven't kept all that many quilting projects since I got started. And one thing about the quilting bee is that I'm excited to make something for myself with the blocks.
I agree.
So we started, let's see. So now we are sitting at about mid-May. It's probably been about 6 weeks since Kirsten and I started the online quilting club. What were your first thoughts when you got that Facebook notification that you're invited to a quilt block party?
It was probably 1 or 2 weeks into having transitioned to working at home and trying to find a way to organize my brain again and my time and my workspace and my life space. And I was so excited. And I think up to that point, like, Facebook is a part of my life. Like, I've never turned it off. There are times when I'm not so involved or whatever, but this was like some kind of a pivotal thing. And I don't know if it was just in general, if Facebook changed their algorithm about the same time, but I started really looking forward to it. And I knew probably, but I had to relearn how to, like, check groups because I would, of course, I'm a member of groups, but would never check. And so I would be so excited to see. And then when people started posting their pictures of what they did, and it was really great, you know, to see, like, the because in the group there are some people who definitely have been quilting a long time, but then it also felt super safe for those like beginning quilters. Absolutely. To do something. And I'm so excited about these blocks that I've gotten because, you know, this whole like pandemic thing, we didn't expect it. We're dealing with things we've never had to deal before, and it's gonna be something we certainly didn't plan for. And I feel like this quilt is a perfect metaphor for that.
Yes.
Like, I have 9 blocks from 8 different people, or 7 different people. Their fabrics have come from their grandmother's stashes, from maybe their mother's stash. I have no idea exactly how I'm going to pull it all together. I can't wait to see how we all... I can't wait to see those pictures start to filter through, like, if people have their quilt tops done or whatever it is, and to see how it's been put together. Because it really is, like, a metaphor. It's like, I say probably 2 dozen times a day, yeah, I just don't know. And I feel the same way about this quilt problem. I just don't know what's going to come out of this, but... it's gonna be my COVID quilt, and
absolutely, I don't think it's something you could ever forget. And I also am just so excited to hold on to it. Mm-hmm. And even though at first I was a little sad that, you know, I didn't get to share a quilt block with every single person, and I didn't get one from every single person. And the reason we did it that way is mm-hmm. because of the number of people we had, kind of the levels of experience folks had. We said, let's everyone do 9, and we'll just go from there. It seemed really doable. But now it almost, even though I was so touched by each block that I got in the mail, I'm like crying, bringing the mail back to the house. I'm very carefully opening each package so I don't rip the quilt block. And a few people wrote notes and I'm like, oh my God. But now what's important to me is that I have all these quilt blocks and I have them up on my wall in my room. I'm thinking about what to do with them. The whole quilt community that's in that group, it doesn't matter about the 7 other people and me whose blocks are up there. It's more of, like, it speaks more to the whole group, you know, where I am thinking of the individual person who made each block, but more importantly, I'm thinking about the whole group and how the group has really, you know, affected me. But I'm excited that the swap happened first for our first challenge, because I think that extra excitement that you get both sending something that you made out into the world and receiving something that someone spent sometimes 20 minutes, sometimes 8 hours. It really depended on what type of pattern you went with, what your skill level was, and what little issues that you just run into, you know, with quilting. So this next challenge, we've decided to do one that you keep, and we've chosen a theme that we are all focusing on. And I'm excited to see how different that becomes, what we get out of that.
I will probably put those blocks in with the quilt because it's part of the story, I think. It's a part of this group and kind of a documentary quilt in a way.
Right.
Of like what we've done.
And just keep building it. We'll see how big it gets, and hopefully it doesn't get too big, because that might mean we've been doing this for a long time.
One of my favorite YouTube quilters that I watch, at some point I remember hearing her, or maybe it was a close friend of mine who's a quilter, who pointed out to me that quilting is like the metaphor for putting the pieces of your life together. And that really resonated with me. And I really feel like this is that. I mean, there's certain things that you can plan and that you can very specifically execute, and you think about it kind of like the wedding quilt that we did. I mean, we put a lot of time planning, and of course we had to adjust along the way, but it was the plan. It was according to plan. We kind of had a pattern that we followed, and this is absolutely life, freestyle, and it's like making lemonade out of lemons in a way. So yeah, I can't wait to see how these things like come about.
I have found that between finishing up the last challenge and waiting for this new one to start, it's crazy to think how my it affected my mental health between those two. And that's just been the hugest part of this for me, is that I feel suddenly so much healthier when I have this group of friends, and not strangers, but people I don't personally know. I just love having that check-in with them, and it's a little bit of a, it's cheerleading and coaching and just a community. You know, all of those things, like all of us are those things to each other. And I've noticed that since I finished up with my 9 blocks and sent them out, and I'm just waiting to get mail and I'm waiting to start the next one, I haven't been sewing. I haven't been in there getting those creative juices flowing that I know will make me feel better, because I just like that when we all do it together. And so that's just been an interesting thing to, you know, really come to terms with how I need to act in order to feel healthy. Is that creative part of it, that hands-on, like really tactile therapy, is so important.
I think, so I completely agree with you. I think having that hands-on thing, our brains are evolutionarily programmed to do that and to use our creativity that way. And I know that you're also a fan of the International Quilt Museum here in Lincoln. And, you know, there are occasionally that quilt that comes out of a quilting bee where you see the signatures on it. Yes. Around the edge, and it's not hard for me to slip into kind of that time travel of imagining, you know, these ladies sitting around that quilting loom that they would meet once a week, probably, for an afternoon. They would share their stories, probably a cup of something hot, maybe a sweet, and share their, you know, excitements and their tragedies of the week, however large or small. And that all those things are in that quilt.
Right.
And it's the fabric that holds us all together. And now that we're moving kind of into this new, I don't know, Zoom age of spending a lot of time seeing each other on a screen.
Yeah.
Versus face to face, I feel like this is a really grounding exercise and kind of connects me back to like my grandmothers that would have been doing this.
Yes. It's funny, it's ironic in a way, because of course the group is online based. Mm-hmm. It is social media based, but it has a completely different feel to it than when you are on video conferences all day for work, or just that constant screen time that seems a little bit numbing after a while. This is not numbing. This is like you check in, and then in order to keep checking in, you have to go do something. You know, you have that, you have both sides of the coin that are necessary for it to work, for it to, you know, by default, it's both. You've got that interaction.
I think it really hit that rhythm, kind of the wave-like rhythm of kind of that active portion where you're doing something, whether that's the, you know, hitting the beach part, but then you step back away and then you do it again. I like that. Yeah, you're going to check in and like, oh yeah, I should go do that. Oh yeah, I get to go do that tonight.
Right.
I get to go to the mailbox. I'm looking for something other than, you know, a bill or an advertisement. And then when those bigger envelopes started rolling in and with the notes, I felt like I was a kid again.
I know. Like, what did I do to deserve this? So we're fans, as you can see. Hopefully this was enjoyable for you. We're going to have several more parts to this series on our community, Quilting Bee. Many, many thanks to Allie from Snowshoe and Company, who introduced this concept in the first place. And of course, to all of the Quilt Block Party members, we love you. We hope you're working on your block as we speak, perhaps. And we'll talk to you some more soon. Thanks so much, and thanks, Krista.
Yeah, it's great being with you, Erin. Thanks for having me.